Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of the Mitchell Hour Podcast. Today we're going to be talking about rich kids. Over the last several years, many years, kids have been disrespecting their parents. But I would say over the last month, it's gotten substantially worse. I'm going to play this video and then I'll come back with the rest of my commentary.
That's still your daddy. What do they? Ain't my daddy. He's a bitch, per bitch. That shit not in my blood. Never been. No hoe ever beat me up. Yeah, none of that. No hoe never knocked me out. Yeah, none of that. Yeah, don't. Ain't nobody ever beat me up. Yeah, let's talk about it. Then one thing I ain't finna do is finna I don't even Instagram beef or host of like Instagram beefing with about to be 40 or something like that because he lied about it.
All right. That was Boozy's daughter. So a lot of things that she said in that video were extremely disrespectful. Things that I would never even dream, never even imagine, not even fix my mouth to say to my parents. Have my parents made me very, very upset? Yes, they have. But I don't know. It's I think when you are raised a different way, you are raised privileged. You are raised to not put God first in your life. Maybe things like this are common. But let's get into the story. So the story that's on the internet is Boozy and his young lady's mother are on the outs. They don't really get along. Boozy has several other kids. He doesn't get along with her. And from the reports that I've read, I'm not sure if they're true or not, but I believe Boozy has said it himself that the mother recently put him on child support. So that mother that recently put him on child support recently got into an accident, and Boozy's daughter was going down to take care of her mother who was injured in the car accident. Boozy got upset for whatever reason. The little girl is trying to say that Boozy was upset with her because she's going down to take care of mom. Boozy saying that's not it or whatever. But the reason that the young lady is upset is because Boozy took the car that he purchased for her away. So that is why she's saying the things that she said about her father. Not just about her father, like a personal conversation or not leaked text messages or not a recorded phone call like we're going to get into later with Kirk Franklin's son. But she got on the internet and called her father names that he should not have been called. But let's get deep into this situation, right? Boozy is the same person that had a stripper pretty much fondle his young son. Boozy is the same person who was so vocal about Zaya Wade. If you're not familiar, Zaya Wade is Dwayne Wade's child. I'll put it that way. But it seems to me that some of these kids are not raised right because their parents are focused on other things. Boozy had a response to his daughter, and here it is.
Respect their father like that, they ain't got nothing good coming to them. I didn't wash my hands. Any child who that disrespectful, Them words come out your mouth, my other children would never. Any child with that much disrespect come out your mouth, you will never have good luck, baby.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's what it is. Honestly, I think that was a pretty good response. I don't really think that he could say anything else. And I'm going to post some of the comments in the video. You know, some people are, what did he do to her? He's not a good father and stuff like that. No matter what a parent does to you, like, you cannot come out your face like that to them. Now we're going to move on to Little Romeo. Little Romeo is the son of Master P. And Little Romeo came out some months ago saying that Master P has not paid him for the music that he put out, and saying Master P is broke and all these different things. Once again, these young, rich children are going off on their families. They're going off on their fathers. Most of the adult children, or some of them are young adults that have been going off on their parents, the majority of the time, it is the fathers. The majority of the time, it's a father that has been in the limelight for a little while, maybe have not made the best decisions, but you know that the father provided for the child. Maybe the father told the child no, or the father made a decision that the child didn't agree with, so they hop on the internet and they go off. With Little Romeo, I think it's not as bad as Boosie's daughter. It's been a rumor that Master P has been broke for a very long time. I don't know if that's true. And that's pretty much what Romeo did. He said, hey, I've never been paid for the music that I put out. Now, side note, Little Romeo, please, you really never had a music career. So what money does he owe you? Okay. Then he said something about, you know, his sister is deceased, and, you know, he just talked about how mental health is a big issue within their family, and Master P was never there for his child. That's why she is no longer here and stuff like that. And it just seems that a lot of these celebrity children, they run to social media, they run to the internet because maybe they can't talk to their families. Maybe they feel that the internet gives them some type of validation, makes them feel better, the likes and stuff like that. I don't know, but pretty much Romeo, if you can see from the tweets, have put out different things about his father. He's actually inboxed another individual who then released those tweets. And as you can see from this video, you know, of course, it's just TV, but, you know, this is, you know, after the back and forth on the internet. And, you know, Master P went on, you know, he has different businesses, and he went on a press run to, you know, sell some of these things. And he was asked about this. And I think Master P's, response is also a good response. He didn't go off and stuff like that.
Out of character and put this on the internet, which I don't want to do, but I try to call my son. People say, why you call? I did. He don't call back. It's been months. So my question is to Romeo, like, if you've been in the business for long as you've been in, and you're a 30-something-year-old man, and if you've been around me, watching me hustle and do my thing, Why you not where you want to be at? Because that means you not listening. That means you want to do your own thing. You done brought your own circle of people. But you can't get mad at me because I really thought this was about, the only reason I entertain this on social media, I thought it was about the DJ Twitch post I put up. And I thought it was about my daughter's death. I thought you was grieving. Mental illness is real. But I want to tell all the people out there that just don't understand how bad my heart hurt. Romeo lost a sister, but I lost a daughter. And for any parent that's going through this, because I know debt, it brings people closer together or it tear them apart. But I come from nothing, y'all. And I could go back. I'm cool with it. I won't be angry at God. I won't be upset. I won't go get mad and be disrespectful to my parents and none of that stuff. I just say, Dad, thank you for putting me in this world. Now I can get out and hustle and go do my thing.
All righty. The next celebrity child that exposed slash went off on their parents, Kerryon Franklin. So at the beginning of this podcast, I said, wasn't raised in the church, don't know how to respect their parents. Now, this is a situation of a man that is a gospel musician slash artist. Kirk Franklin. Kerryon Franklin is Kirk Franklin's child. Kirk Franklin was exposed by the 30-something-year-old individual when he leaked phone calls of Kirk Franklin going off on him. Man, it was bad for Kirk Franklin for a little while. It was pretty bad. Kirk Franklin, I'm going to play some of the video for you guys.
Okay. If you think I'm ready to say it, let me say it like this. When your bitch ass starts disrespecting and disrespecting, you need to get your skinny motherfucking ass back out the goddamn way before I put my foot in your ass. Because
I dare you. I dare you. I dare you. I dare you. Shut the fuck up. I'm old.
I did it.
You know, Kerryon Franklin, after that, he was doing a lot of interviews. Kirk Franklin and his wife came out and, you know, he apologized. And even his child's, Kerryon's mother, came out in support of Kirk Franklin and said, you guys can't judge him. We have put him in, we have sent him to see a shrink. We have done everything we can for our child. He just will not change. And he's very disrespectful to Kirk. And this is what a parent does. It doesn't matter if you're in a church or not. When your child disrespects you after everything that you've done for him, for them, that's how you're going to react. Moving on, the next child, a daughter disrespecting her father, Aoki Lee Simmons. I'm going to go ahead and play this video, and I'll come back with the rest of my commentary.
I did also want to come on here and say that I can't, between a lot of people who are close to him and who have experienced how he is, I mean, just lashed out at anyone he can and completely changed the person that he is, a lot of us feel like maybe something was wrong, like mentally, I don't know. He's older, bipolar, I don't know. But he has completely changed. I will come on here and talk about whatever I want because it's my life and I'm the one suffering. So, he has completely changed. The couple texts I just had, those are only the beginning. I'm going to go through them if he's going to... I don't want to post a ton. But if he tries to say that, like, it's not happening, I will... I have screen recordings, I have voice memos of things that you... It doesn't sound like a human being. He's, like, shrieking and yelling and... I mean, he sounds like possessed. So, I will say, I'm not even sure if it's like to his credit, But the best explanation I have is something mental going on. Because I used to be very close to my dad. He used to be a good co-parent, close with my mom, my stepdad. He was his godfather to my little brothers. We all went on vacation together every year. Like, very close. Well after the divorce. Everyone was really happy. When he had business ventures, my mom would invest in them. Like, good friends. He'd come stay with us. Like, we'd come stay there. We'd, like, all the time. Everyone together.
Alrighty. Of course, she had it muted. And all you saw was Russell Simmons looking very, very upset, screaming, yelling. So, another child exposing, man, I don't know. This situation is, it's crazy because, you know, her mother, Kamora Lee Simmons, made a video saying that Russell is holding them hostage. He doesn't take care of them and stuff like that. And I think a common theme in just in general, not necessarily well-to-do people and their children, most of the time it's from parents that are no longer together, and one parent talks bad about the other parent, the parent that is actually raising the child. They're disgruntled, and they put these things in the children's head to make them have some type of animosity with the other parent, not knowing that that parent that is not really in the picture is out sacrificing and on the road and in different countries filming movies and different countries touring to provide. That big house that you live in is because of that parent. That brand new Mercedes that's custom for you is because of that parent.
Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not absolving the parent of wrongdoing due to them providing the lifestyle for these children. What I'm saying is there's no reason for a child to disrespect their parents, and the parents need to do better. So pretty much in a nutshell, we can do better on both sides. Till next time, I'm out.